Where my crown was, I'll be weak, but I'm alive from the dust until dawn. Yeah, I'll survive, 'cause I got sweet victory. Nobody can take it from me.
I once was a victim of myself, captivating my mind and body in a cage of weakness, letting the words and actions of others feed my soul, only to go to the doctor and find out I was diagnosed with brain cancer. The tumor was consistently growing, and they said I had no hope. People were using me, and I let them fill a void that always came up empty. Like pouring acid into a plastic cup, their actions burned me and left me damaged. I cursed their names, and I laid on my deathbed, allowing the cancer to seep through my body. I yelled, "I am through. Leave me here to die. They already said hope had gone home." So why, when I give up, and everyone around says to give up hope, you smile? Why is that when I cry, you laugh? You must not know who I am. I laugh because all you have to do is cry to me. Place your body in my hands. Let my words heal you and make people look at you in disbelief as you rise up. Rise up and stop letting sorrow be your bed. If you want to die so badly, here's a cross. Carry this cross as you stand and do not be ashamed. Release and speak out. Okay, so today with my podcast, I'm doing something a little different. I just want to open up to my viewers, to my listeners. It's been placed on my heart this morning to kind of tell my story and to help others out there that may be going through the same thing or need some type of guidance. And any questions that you may have, you can comment below, or you can email me at naturallydrea@gmail.com. So here it goes. In fifth grade, I'd say that's when my life had a complete turn. I'm a very skinny, very short person, dark skin, you know. Fifth grade, I went to a different school. I switched schools. I wasn't around people that I really knew. And I would constantly get picked on for my size. And, I'm just not the type of person to, like, go and yell at someone or, like, hurt other people's feelings like that. And so, like, I kind of just held it in, but it was really hurting me. And that was, like, fifth to eighth grade, like, just constantly being treated like a little baby because of my size. People asking, "You're black, why don't you have a butt? Why don't you have any lips?" Like, so it was always kind of like, wow, I'm not used to this. Why are people treating me like this? Like, what have I done to anybody for them to treat me like this? I started having very low self-esteem starting then, and I was down on myself. I just was like, wow, I just want to be like that girl. Like, that girl, no one picks on her. She's gorgeous. All the boys want her. And it was just something. I didn't want to be myself anymore. I started to want to be like other people. So I was envying others, and I was jealous, and that right there is total no-no, but where it all started. Moving on, when I moved here to a new state for high school, my father got a job, so the whole family moved here. And I was like, this is about to be a new start. Like, nobody knows me. Like, you know, I'm really nice. I should make a lot of new friends. Like, all that great stuff. And I did. I met a great group of friends, and I really do like it here. I was happy that I moved here, but I also didn't think that people would still make fun of me for my size and for the person I am. Like, hearing such comments as, you look just like those children on TV in Africa. Like, you're just like a little small Ethiopian. Like, all those very first racist and comments, just sort of things like that, being very judgmental. And people saying, you're like a little bone, you can't do nothing, you're not capable of this, you're not capable of that. And I am a fighter, like, inside. Like, I will make sure I prove my point no matter what it takes, like, no matter how long it takes either. And even though I didn't say anything to them, even though their words really hurt me, I just wanted to prove myself. And a lot of times that was very unhealthy. Like, I would want to prove I was strong. I could do that. I proved I was strong. But if I wanted to prove that, like, I have a nice body, I am this great person, like, I ended up wanting to be like other people around me, seeing, like, what's so great about them that I don't have. Maybe I can get that. And then I can prove to people I can be just like this. And that really carried through, which was bad. I honestly didn't know, like, where I wanted to be with my life. I felt, like, very broken and confused, and I was turning into somebody that I'm just not, and I let that just carry through. I didn't really care. My freshman year, I got into a relationship, and, you know, it feels good to have someone, like, notice you and not talk bad about you like these other people. Like, not saying, oh my god, you're so small, but saying, you are beautiful and I love you and I care so much about you. Like, that's a feeling that I liked. And I think I kind of still hold on to that feeling, like, not anymore, but, like, I was going into college, like, these people are actually saying that I'm beautiful. Like, people still talk about my size, and they may say hurtful comments, but actually getting noticed, like, when I'm around my friends, and people don't, you know, like, if we were to go out to party or something, they would notice my friends, and they'd be like, dang, she's beautiful, dang, look at her body, blah, blah, blah. But then they're like, dang, you're so small, you're so cute, and I just hate the word cute, y'all. I hate the word cute. But it would just really hurt me, because it was like, why can't anybody say, like, I'm that beautiful? Why can't anybody try to get me that bad? And when I had good things in my life, good people come in my life, I kind of ruined it, because I was so focused on what happened to me in the past with other people, that when something good came to me, I was like, there's no type of way, like, it's whatever. Like, I'm gonna put you to the side. Like, I'm gonna show you some attention, but I'm not gonna fall for you, because, you know, you might be tricking me just like everybody else. That has taken a big toll on my life. From me being jealous, me envying other people, me holding on to my past, me not accepting people into my life when they show me how good they can be in my life, even my family, like, just treating people wrong because I feel like sometimes I don't deserve it, or I'm wondering, like, why are you treating me like this? Like, no one else does, like, so why are you? And I really regret ever letting words of other people come in and hurt me. So, I want to share this story to everybody. I want it to reach somebody. I want it to touch somebody. I don't know who it might be or who might even listen to this, but I want all you women out there, even guys, know that you are worth so much. God put us on this earth and we're here, like, someone paid a price for us. Jesus paid the ultimate price for us. Like, he died for our sins. He loved us before we were even on this earth, before he even saw us. Like, he knew all the bad things we would do, and still he was like, I want to do this for you. Put on your crown. I feel like through my life, I was searching for the title of beauty through other people, but God already named me. He already named me queen. He gave me this gorgeous crown with the most precious diamonds in the world that were hand cut, and he told me, walk around with this crown and show that you are my daughter. Show you are my child. So I feel that people need to know that they have so much purpose in this life they live, and there's no mistakes in life. You must go to God. You must pray. Just open up to him. Like, I speak to him like he's my best friend all the time. I'm just like, you already know what happened today, but I had a recap, you know. I did this, and oh my gosh, did you see when I did this? And like, I just take a moment after I pray, and I listen. I try to listen for him to speak to me, or for him to reach out to me, because I know that he'll provide all the answers I need in my life. And if you're at a point in your life where you find jealousy and envying and not being confident in yourself, you find that as something that's a part of your life, go to God. Like, you pray on it. You tell him all your worries, all your troubles. He honestly takes everybody's worries and troubles, and think about how much that is, so that they don't have to walk around with that resting on their minds. I have two scriptures that I just want to reach out to people. The first one I'll say is Mark chapter 5, and it's three different stories. This chapter is amazing, I must say. The first story is the man with the evil spirits. The man with the evil spirits, the way I think of it, according to people's lives, people constantly try to chain him down on this hill. They try to chain him down to this wall, and every single time he would get out. Like, he would just get out of the chains. He would, like, any type of barriers they had to hold him down, he would get out of it all the time. But he had these evil spirits with him. And the way I think of it in life, people will constantly try to hold you down and hold you back from what you want to do in your life. Or they will constantly leave you lonely and talk about you and put you down. And you will constantly try to break out of that. But you'll have these evil spirits or evil thoughts, whatever you may say, just coming at you and attacking you, basically saying, you're not good enough. And these people will not stop trying. They will not stop trying to hold you back. This guy saw Jesus come up to him, and he begged for forgiveness. He begged for help. He begged for mercy. And Jesus said he would help, but the guy was like, but I don't want my evil spirits to leave me. And I feel like sometimes people want their old life to stay with them so much because they're scared. Like, once that's gone, I'm gonna really be lonely. Like, I'm already lonely because people are casting me out, but you're gonna take these things that are with me, these things I feel like define me. Like, you can't do that. Jesus said, the evil spirits told Jesus, we want to leave. Like, get us out of here. Jesus took those spirits, put them in some pigs that were a little bit ways off. It was about 2,000 pigs, and they all drowned. The guy was constantly trying to kill himself. He was constantly cutting himself with the stones. Jesus said, no, this isn't destined for you. You are worth much more. Go tell people how I cast those evil spirits out of you. Go tell them, you cannot come with me. I need you to tell what I've done. The man left and he was so happy. And he told everybody, like he just told everybody. He went around and told everybody of the goodness of Jesus. And he was basically brand new. Like he had a joy he never had. The third woman is a woman bleeding. She was bleeding for 12 years, and doctors never helped her. Like she would give them all this money, and it would never get better. She had so much faith in Jesus that she said, if I even get a touch of his cloth, I will be healed. Just one touch. Jesus really, really praised her, so to say, for even having so much faith that even if she got the littlest touch from him, she would be healed. If you get the littlest touch from Jesus, if you reach out to the Lord, you will be healed. You will be forgiven. You just have to have faith in him. And the third story was a little girl. People were saying that she was dead, and they ran to Jesus. They said, how dare you? Like, you are no type of God. You're no type of Lord. You're not important because the girl's dead. You couldn't do anything for her. And he didn't yell. He didn't get upset. He went with her parents and two of his disciples to the girl. And all he did, he touched her. He talked to her. And the girl just popped up, walked around like nothing ever happened. But Jesus was like, do not tell anybody of what happened in here. This is just for what happened in this room. So with the three stories, God told the man to go around, tell everybody. He was really proud of the woman for having faith in him. And he also told the girl's parents, do not tell that I raised her from the dead. So it's all about listening to Christ first. If he tells you to do something, do it. Listen to his voice. He will make you brand new. He will do all these wonderful things, but you have to have faith in him. And you have to listen to what he tells you to do and praise him all the time for what he has done. The second scripture is Ephesians 4. The entire chapter is good, but I'm going to focus on 22 to 24. It says, you were told that your foolish desires will destroy you, and that you must give up your old way of life with all its bad habits. Let the Spirit change your way of thinking and make you into a new person. You were created to be like God, and so you must please Him and be truly holy. Reading this morning is what really had me come out and make this podcast. When you accept Christ into your life, you have to kick all the bad habits, all your old ways out. You have to basically empty all your own desires, empty yourself, and give God space to create a new person inside of you. With my story, I've let jealousy and envy and like my confidence, like I've let that take me so far in life, and it has gotten me nowhere. Like it's really ruined a lot of friendships, relationships that I've had, and even just things in my personal life. And reading this, he says, let go of that. Like, do you not know? I made you clean. I called you beautiful. Like, I think you are beautiful. And you are my child. Like, you should let go of all that stuff. All your bad habits, let them go. Because I'm creating a new life for you. You're going down this new path. And I will give you new sight. You have a different voice. You have new touch. And just reading this, it says that we must be humble, gentle, patient, kind, and merciful. He wants all these things invested in us so that we can love one another, so that we can humble ourselves, basically, to put Him before us, because He is all-powerful. You must go to Him with anything and everything in your life. Don't let worries and don't let your past hold you back. Make this change in your life. Go to Him and pray and know that He will make a huge difference in your life. That's really what was on my heart to say, and I'm praying this morning that as I reach out to you guys, that I've made some type of difference, that I've helped in some type of way. Don't let the words of others put you down. Constantly be a fighter for Christ and know your purpose while you're here on earth. Have a blessed Sunday, everybody. Bye.
Now I'ma tell the world, tell them. I'ma tell it everywhere I go. Tell the world, tell them. Yeah, I'ma be a billboard. Tell the world, tell them. Broadcasting like a radio. Tell the world, you ought to know. I'm brand new.
I know one thing's true. I don't even really deserve to know you, but I'm a witness that you did this, and I'm brand new, so I'm ready to go, and I'ma tell the world what they need to know. A slave to myself, but you let